CIUT 89.5 FM, the sound of your city. Stream us anytime at www.ciut.fm.
Hello, it's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host, and like everybody else, we're going to talk about the elections, and there's a fistful of elections, and the Americans think they're going to have one. We'll see how that works out. Our guests today are going to be Sid Ryan, former leader of the Ontario Federation of Labour. He's also the author of a book, A Grander Vision, My Life in the Labour Movement, and he's going to be talking about the labour movement and some... I'm sure he's going to have some reaction to the elections in France and UK. And at about the halfway point, we will have Zafar Bangash talking about, primarily discussing, the election in the Islamic Republic. And both are, all these stories are pretty remarkable. It's odd that we are in an election season. Everywhere you look, there's some kind of votes going on, and with some surprising results. The one in France has certainly surprised people, I think, although what it means is up to interpretation. We'll probably ask our guests about that, both those things. My understanding of the French situation is that... the party of the, it's just called the left, it's a coalition of parties, and they managed apparently to beat out the party led by Le Pen. And as I was hearing it on Democracy Now, the problem now will go into the office of Macron. Macron's group was, I think, third, and but he's the president. And as we heard on the show, the anticipation is that Macron, it seems to strike to me immediately that he's going to attempt to manipulate the situation, though. The party that came in the lead was the left coalition. So I hate to say it, but it so resembles how the crises in ruling and governments in Europe, that if you look at the history of France, and I don't mean to be morbid, but leading up to World War II, you had clashes of this type, and the coalitions would come and the coalitions would go. There would be skullduggery to prevent the left, for example, from actually carrying on its power, even though it won. Just to give you an example, the Socialist Party of France, just prior to World War II, had agreed on a bilateral pact of friendship pact between Soviet Union and France, and that was that party was knocked out, and that was not observed. So just an opportunity had been slipped away because of the shifting, I guess you have to say, backroom nature of the political movements, that they decided they did not want that socialist government to be friendly to the Soviet Union in the face of Hitler's operation. And so, again, I just tell that story just to remember these coalitions, while it's good, it's a great expression, good news. I was very, the thing that struck me most importantly about the outcome was that the leader of the French Left Party coalition said that they would recognize Palestine state, the state of Palestine. Macron has not done that because he's part of the NATO gang, and the NATO gang is not willing to do what the rest of the world has already done, which is to recognize the Palestinian state. Palestinians are represented and are recognized at the United Nations, but the full statehood recognition by the body has not formally happened. It would change, of course, the whole complexion of how political discussions are take place if the if that recognition were there. It's interesting that the Canadian government entertained the idea, but their basic position is not now, to which the question is, why not? And the answer is that Washington, that is the major power, would be very unhappy. Anyone taking these steps prior to their say-so, because they want to demand terms, their own terms. So that's where the French, this election is going to become really that element. I assume that when they meet with the leadership of Macron, he would ask them to remove that. And the fact that they were so, that they've got so many votes and beat out Le Pen is, and with a position of recognizing Palestinian statehood, that's got to be sobering to the French rulers. This whole issue of how to regard the state of Israel and how to treat the other issues such as immigration and all that, these are all tied up together. But I think we can bet that the item to be discussed between Macron and the left coalition will be that one. And if they agree to drop it, giving him, he is after all the president, letting him determine the policy, they would be permitted to have a government. It'd be my guess. Macron, you want to remember, started off, he's a kind of Tony Blair type. He started off himself in the Socialist Party, which was really hasn't been anything resembling a socialist party since Mitterrand went away. And of course, Mitterrand went away under a cloud because he wasn't in step with the New World Order that had been put together by Bush and Obama and company. I think we should take a brief break because we're working on on reaching Sid. If you hear us, we're trying to reach you. And we'll have a little musical break. We'll play some music, and it'll be great. It's either going to be Saira, or it's going to be poor old Mara, which is how we feel today. And search is going on as we speak. I want to say something about the Iranian election because I know that Zafar Benghazi is going to have a take on this, which is going to be fresh and informed. The West mocks Iran. They have them under sanction. They've been under sanction since they overthrew the Shah. And when they overthrew the Shah, actually they overthrew the Americans because the Americans had Iran loaded down with military bases and all sorts of stuff. And so Americans are very unhappy. Shah was unhappy, now that I think of it. And so they've had a really dynamic political environment. They've had several stormy elections, but the West always mocks them and calls them, you know, malocracy, and that's Cornel West, and disparaging and all this. But then there's an election will happen, and all of a sudden, there's this little chirping of friendship coming from the New York Times and elsewhere, saying, oh, what do you know? They've elected a reformer. Maybe we could do a deal here. And by the way, that's always what the West is thinking. Put a guy in there that we can get a deal. By a deal, they mean their hegemony, somebody who will do what they want him to do. Do we have that music? We're going to play a little bit, and we'll come back.